progress today?
Well, we're having more meetings next week on gaming. We're all about capital. We like to think that gaming can be used for capital. There's a lot of needs out there in this state. School districts, highways, bridges, mass transit, and we think that that's what the gaming issue can resolve. And that seems to be where we're headed.
What kind of gaming issues, Senator?
Well, just expansion of licenses, expansion of stations, kind of what we've been discussing over the last several months, actually. There's no new gaming issue that I'm aware of on the table.
Are all chambers involved, or is this just Senate Republicans that are willing to do this as well with the Senate Dems?
Well, I'm just speaking for our caucus. I mean, we're pretty dug in on the whole issue of it being for capital. We just think that's where the needs are. The problem with gaming is it's not a consistent revenue source that could be used for other purposes. I mean, it's not dependable. So I think that we have to be careful, and it could be used for bond sales and bond indebtedness.
Has the number changed? Is it $900 million or is it $1.5 billion?
It's just a very fluid discussion going on right now. Not really anything, any definitive number.
Is that all you're talking about in these meetings?
No, the meeting started out talking about the teeny-weeny committee meetings that are going on. It is a joke. The most of them are. And I don't know what it is. It's about keeping members busy or just trying to get trying to pick people off. I don't know, but it's limited production.
Do you see anything being resolved by the end of the month when the temporary budget expires?
We're very concerned about that. I brought that up in the meeting. There's just constantly more and more people saying, why should we vote for another one-month budget? I mean, I'm not for shutting state government down, but to bring some sort of conclusion to this, some people think that may be the only solution.
Is the one-month budget?
No, it's shutting down. I mean, it's forcing a decision on whether it's a one-month budget or a 12-month budget, and not supporting a one-month budget. That's not me. That's not Frank Watson. That's just people out there in our caucus and other caucuses who have said that we've got to bring finality to this thing, and the only way to seem to be do that is by forcing the issue, and some say by not supporting a one-month budget is a way to do that.
Is there a lot of sentiment for that, or just a few people talking?
No, there's people in all caucuses that have mentioned it to me, that why do we want to continue to meet like this? I mean, this has not been productive at all.
Shouldn't fly up in your face, or not you are, but the face of the people who want to do that.
Well, sure. I mean, nobody wants to see government shut down and services be impeded and people not paid. I mean, that's not what we're about, none of us. But we want to bring finality to this, and some would say the way to do it is no more support for 1 month budget.
Thank you. Okay. Meeting again tomorrow.